You know, if you get up one day and decide that you don't feel like working out, don't feel like exercising, I want you to try just putting on the headphones and start listening to some motivating music, maybe a special workout playlist you might have put together. And I bet that all of the sudden you'll get a hankering to start moving and to start your workout. I urge everybody to build a playlist of their favorite workout songs, music you want to listen to while you're doing your exercising. And then once you put that playlist together, keep switching out the songs or create multiple playlists. There is so much awesome music out there, great motivating music out there, no matter what your musical taste, that you can use to include in your workout playlist. We're all different and everyone has their own special music taste. But let me give you some general guidelines for choosing your workout music. First of all, what kind of workout are you going to be doing? Is it like heart rate training workout? If that's the case, choose upbeat, up-tempo, positive music. If you're doing a strength training workout, then it's a little different. I have friends who just love to play 1990s heavy metal songs during their strength workout. With strength training, the tempo of the music is not as important as the power the music gives you. I like songs with heavy bass in them when I'm doing strength training. If you're doing yoga or stretching exercises, then maybe you want a more peaceful kind of sound. Music is, well, it's so very, very personal. So first determine what you want the music to do for you. Do you need it to get you moving and then moving faster? Do you need it to give you strength? Do you need it to chill out? I thought about putting a suggested exercise playlist together, but then I was thinking workout music, it probably works best when it's individualized to each person's taste and their own determination of what motivates them. The important thing is to include music, maybe not in every workout. Sometimes it's motivating enough just to look around and engage with your surroundings. Other times, though, music can kickstart your workout and drive you to give it your best. There is a study out there that determined that runners who listened to motivating music during a race, that they completed the race faster than runners who weren't listening to music. You know all about endorphins, those cool chemicals that your body releases when you exercise that make you feel good. One study found that listening to music releases other body chemicals associated with pleasure. Music also, it'll help you maintain your pace while you're working out. The rhythm of the music that you're listening to, the beat, it gets you moving in step with the song. And let me ask you this, even though I know the answer. Do you ever get bored during a workout? Well, music, it will help distract you from that boredom, keep you going. And one more thing. Listening to music during your recovery period after a workout, it'll actually help to bring your heart rate down as you cool down and recover. Web Radio Today homework. Start listening to music and find your favorite workout songs. Put them together in a playlist for your next workout. Remember this, everybody. Music works together with your faith, exercise, diet, attitude, positive imagery, and knowledge to keep you healthy and fight disease.